Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Hello, won't you join me in a spiritual mind treatment as we prepare our hearts and minds for today's message? Remembering once again that there's only one thing going on. This thing we call life. We know it by many names. We call it God, the Divine Spirit, the Beloved. I like to call it the Ancient of Days. It is that one mind, that one consciousness that imagines all things into existence. It is the Oversoul of my life. For I know that I am a unique individualization of this one life expressing right now as Rodney. And as this is true for me, this is true for each one of us here today. For we know that God is simply each of us awakening to ourself, to the truth of who we are. That it is the one expressing itself uniquely as us. And as we contemplate this, we prepare our hearts and our minds right now for this message, and we quietly ask ourselves that question. What is wanting to be known? What is Spirit wanting to do with me today? And so we surrender. We surrender to this time and we say we are ready and willing to listen, putting all distractions aside. With our minds and our hearts open now, we simply say, Thy will be done. And it's with a grateful heart. So grateful for this time right now to know that each of us are so divinely held, that we are loved, that each of us are well and held in eternal love. I simply just release these words now into that divine flow of life, that creative medium that takes my words and acts upon them. I trust that it's already known, it's already done, and I simply let it be. And so it is. Hello, I'm Rodney Jansen, a licensed prayer practitioner here at the Center, and I'm going to read today from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. I let the harmony of my soul awaken in me. There is no way for me to express myself other than harmoniously. And so it is.
Hello, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. I am Edward Filion, the senior minister, and I'm so pleased to welcome you to our virtual service. Now, if you're on our mailing list, then you probably recently received our mailer, which has got greetings and stories, inspirational stories from volunteers and staff, and on it an invitation for you to participate with us on our Christmas Eve candle lighting service coming up on December the 24th at 7 p.m. Now, this year we cannot do an in-person candle lighting service, so we have a plan. You are invited to create a 60-second, that's 1 minute, a 60-second selfie video of you or your family lighting a candle and telling us, the congregation, why you are lighting it. Now, you can light it for a number of different reasons. There are some suggestions: in memory of someone, as a wish for our world, as a welcoming of the returning light, in celebration of a child whose story affected the world, in gratitude for something. In other words, it's all up to you. But we'd like to know what is in your heart, and I believe that with your videos and our music and message, we can make Christmas Eve candle lighting special. In this mailing, you will have also received a preview of 2021's topics and themes and suggested reading. Now, not to worry, if you did not receive it, if you're not yet on our mailing list, you can still see this information on our website, www.cslsr.org. In fact, there is so much there for you. You can spend some time navigating, exploring, and you'll find that there are lots of ways for you to stay connected to your spiritual community and to look ahead at what's coming. I know many of us are avid book readers, and there are recommended books for next year. Now, talking about books, our Stepping Stones bookstore volunteers have been hard at work setting up our website on Stepping Stones so that you can do some Christmas, holiday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa shopping online for those book lovers in your life. This month's recommended book is Toward a True Kinship of Faiths, How the World's Religions Can Come Together, written by the Dalai Lama. Now, I've started reading it. And in the first chapter, he talks about growing up as a Buddhist, loving his faith tradition, and having this vague idea of people elsewhere in the world known as Christians with their religion. And I found that such an interesting perspective. So I can't wait to read more. If you would like to purchase this book for yourself or for a book lover in your life, go to our Stepping Stones bookstore, or you can go to our regular website and click on store. And we have two easy, safe ways to get your purchases to you. Safe curbside pickup by appointment, or we will mail it to you. I'd also like to thank you for your support. It is heartwarming how much support is coming to us in the form of letters and gifts and checks and donations, especially the messages from our community telling us what we already know, that we miss each other. You can send in a check to our physical address, and we wouldn't mind at all if you put into that envelope a little note about how you are doing. We'd love to hear from you. You can also go to our website and click on donate there. And then there is a third way. If you are a Facebook user, you can go to our Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa Facebook page, and you will find donate buttons right there for you to make a contribution. Our Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa, is motivated by a vision of a healthy, loving world. We call it the global vision, and it is characterized by this phrase, a world that works for everyone. That is what activates us. And as we move toward that, we use celebration, prayer, meditation, selfless service to get us in that direction. So I'm glad you're here, because your being here is part of the fulfillment of our vision. I invite you now to take a deep breath with me and to exhale. And if we were together, we would be shutting our eyes, letting all movements come to its completion as we prepare ourselves for the message today. You can do that where you are. Indeed, I invite you to put aside all other activity and imagine with me just for the next 45 minutes or so that you are in the sanctuary, in consciousness, with your spiritual community, ready and able to go deeper with today's celebration service. Welcome.
It hurts sometimes to live this life. Sometimes I'd rather run and hide. Maybe then the pain would hide as well. Maybe then I could protect myself. But who's gonna win? Is that really living? Oh, I wish I didn't know that the answer is no, nobody would win. 'Cause I could close my eyes and pretend I don't see. I could close my mind and pretend that I'm free. But my soul knows truth. Life means stepping back in. I'm gonna open my heart again. Man, it hurts sometimes when I've done wrong. Some days I'd rather just move on. Maybe then I wouldn't have to cry. Maybe then I could protect my pride. But who's gonna win? Is that really loving? Oh, I wish I didn't know that the answer is no, nobody would win. 'Cause I could close my eyes and pretend I don't see. I could close my mind and pretend that I'm free. But my soul knows the truth. Life means stepping back in. I'm gonna open my heart. I could close my eyes and pretend I don't see. And I could close my mind and pretend that I'm free. But my soul knows the truth. Life means stepping back in. gonna open my heart again.
Our topic for December, this first week, is welcoming the shadow. Now, what do we mean when we say the shadow? Well, certainly in this season, as we move deeper into winter, the nights are longer and colder, and the shadows are longer too. In a way, it's calling us, this season of darkness and cold, calling us inward to review the year. That's one thing we can do, and to prepare for a new cycle in the next year. So in a way, we can think of welcoming the shadow as the invitation to lean into this season of reflection, an invitation to, well, don't let another cycle of life come and go unnoticed in the busyness. Carve out some time to regenerate, to get ready to germinate again in the quiet. And that's the place where we can use our beautiful imagination to imagine next steps that you would like to take in your life. How do you want to show up in the next cycle? Is there something you would like to let go of, release? Is there something you'd like to pick up? Healthier habits, study, or something? And all of these, think of them as planting ideas like seeds gently into the soil that will prepare them for germination in the next cycle. Now, as I talk about this and the winter nights and the darkness, I'm reminded, and I want to acknowledge, that some people struggle with the colder, darker season. And they struggle with what is called seasonal affective disorder. And typically, some of the ways of working through this is to stay in the light, to create brighter environments to work in, to live in, to get out into the sun, etc. And I mention that because if you are one of those people who are feeling the struggle of the season, I invite you to keep in mind that taking time to reflect and regenerate can be done at any time and in any season and anywhere, because it's about honoring cycles, endings, new beginnings. It's about taking time to set new intentions, to welcome new direction and new growth. So whether you do that in December, or whether you do it in a brightly lit garden, or in the dark of a solstice eve, or during a Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa celebration, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that we do take advantage of moments, carve out moments to do something creative for our lives by imagining a greater yet to be. You know, a really good example, and one that's excellent for these shelter in place times, is to get a giant piece of paper or a craft card, and you can do this on your own or with your family, and then just sit down and start writing with markers or colored pens or whatever you have at hand. Start writing down what is in your heart that you would like to embrace in the next cycle in 2021. And get specific. I mean by that, say how you would like to feel in 2021. And then when you're complete, do something with that piece of paper. And by the way, some people use pictures that they've cut out of magazines to create this imagery of intention. But you can do it in writing too. And then when it's done, when it's complete, do something ceremonial with that piece of paper. You can cut it up into pieces and bury it in the garden. You can burn it. You can fold it up tightly and put it in a book somewhere. And then the most important part is to forget about it, not to hang on to it. It's a beautiful, fun, and connecting practice. It can even be done among friends in a virtual setting. Now, welcoming the shadow is not only about the season. It's also about welcoming a part of us that is called our shadow. A part of us that is sometimes, well, disowned. And so welcoming the shadow is about acknowledging that as perfect spiritual beings, we can at the same time be flawed people with baggage. And rather than denying that we've got flaws or problems or bad habits, instead welcoming them in as part of being, part of the human process, and then applying spiritual principle to unpack them, to bring them into the light where they can be seen by ourselves and by others so that they can be acknowledged, and we can acknowledge also how they impact us. Now, how can it be that we are both humanly flawed and spiritually perfect? Well, I think about it in terms of having an inheritance, you know. You and I, spiritually speaking, are made from and made by a perfect creative power. So I say our inheritance is perfection, and yet we don't always show up as excellent representatives of that inheritance. And even when we aren't our best selves, the divine does not reject us. Have you ever been less than an excellent example of your spiritual truth, of your inheritance? I know I have. Or have you ever acted out when you know you are acting out, or been reactive? And even while you're saying whatever reactive, angry thing you might be saying, some part of you knows that this isn't actually who you are. And maybe even reminding you, you might regret this. To me, it's as if the spiritually perfect part of me is whispering in one ear, and then the human, complicated part of me is whispering in the other ear. Now, when I was little, when I was growing up and I behaved poorly, I did something wrong, my mother and father would disagree about where I got that habit or that problem from. My mother would say that I inherited it from my father's side of the family, and my father would say the same thing about my inheritance from my mother's side of the family. And in reality, I inherited many fine qualities from both of them. My mother, she was truly a role model of generosity, and my father was really an excellent model of loving kindness. And I didn't always live those qualities out very well. I mean, sometimes I did, and sometimes I didn't. And when I didn't, when I was misbehaving, I was still welcomed by them. I still had to adapt to the rules of the house. Now, this reminds me of the journey of spirituality, which is a journey of awakening, a journey of awakening to our inheritance, of awakening to our potential, the potential of our perfect nature. And on that journey, we sometimes act out. We sometimes stumble. We sometimes fall. And we encounter all kinds of experiences, and some of them are deeply challenging. And if we do not acknowledge them, and gather them in, integrate them, they can end up following us around like shadows that become darker and eventually begin to block the light of our spirit. Now, these shadows, to me, represent those parts of ourselves that we've had to disown on a personal level. And on a group level, too, they can even become parts that we feel shame about or parts that we were taught to keep hidden from other people. My parents, you know, although they jokingly, they distanced themselves from my bad behavior and they refused to take responsibility for my actions, they never distanced themselves from me. They acknowledged the behavior and they loved me. And then we had to get into the process of replacing, adjusting, even fixing the behavior. And all through that process, I was always welcome. All of me was welcomed. You see, I learned something from that. In most of my cases at home, I was not made to feel ashamed. It's very important here, this word, acknowledge. We acknowledged everything. My mom, my dad, and I, we had to acknowledge problems when they came up. Because as you might already know, it is very difficult to do something constructive and healing about a problem when you and I refuse to acknowledge that it is there. You know what made it a lot easier for me to acknowledge my behavior? Well, it was the certainty that I would always be welcomed. So again, the question, how can we be both humanly flawed and at the same time spiritually perfect? Well, I think about the phrase that we often say in our spiritual culture. I am whole, complete, and perfect, or whole, perfect, and complete. We say phrases like that. And when we say that, what do we mean? Well, we mean, spiritually speaking, we are perfect and complete and whole. And that is our inheritance. So, then I can be like the divine or like my parents were and say to myself, I can say, Edward, you are whole, perfect, and complete. And you are welcome here. And that includes even your less than perfect self. That includes even your stumbles and your errors. You are welcome here. And then instead of like trying to force myself to focus on the good only or to focus on the not good only, instead of like struggling between those two polarities, I can welcome it all in, including the shadow parts of me, the whole of me. And in that focus, I can include the idea that I have an inheritance, whether I call that my potential or the spiritual truth of my being, and I am on the journey of learning how to live that inheritance out to the best of my ability. Now, when I did something bad in my childhood, my strategy was to pretend that I didn't do what I had clearly done. Or I would try to hide the evidence of having done it. Or I would make up a good excuse to rationalize why I had done it. Or I would ignore it. Or I'd wish that it would go away. Or I would just think about something else. Do you know that I carried some of those techniques into my adult life? Only to learn that by ignoring problems, denying shadows, refusing to acknowledge, I was developing shame around them, and I had to keep them secret more and more, hidden. And in that way, I was making them more powerful, more stronger, and they would eventually begin to block my inherited light. Well, that's what it felt like at the time. And do you know, That is what after-service prayer is all about. It's the opportunity to name and acknowledge my problems with a trained prayer practitioner who will then, with me, address the problems with spiritual truth. And if you have never done that, I invite you to try it today. After this broadcast, go to our website, or look at the middle of the page for the links to the after service prayer. You'll go to a different Zoom meeting where trained prayer practitioners will be waiting to meet with you. So far we have talked about welcoming the shadow as first an opportunity for reflection and setting intentions during this season, this holy season. Secondly, as an invitation to accept our whole self, human and spiritual, in one whole. And there is a third way. Welcoming the shadow can also mean to acknowledge the pain of the world without losing sight of the beauty and the glory that is simultaneously present in the world. To not reject one. You know, I recall reading the writings of Teresa of Avila, and it was a piece about serving the world, and I really enjoyed her advice. She suggested that we lean into the suffering and identify with the pain and struggle of the people involved and let that stimulate us into action. And I remember that idea because if I get it right, she said something like this: connection to the suffering of the world is the way the divine uses us to make a difference. Teresa of Avila's advice contrasts with some of the metaphysical teaching that is very common, which is to be careful not to identify with the mindset of suffering. To be careful not to take on the consciousness that is associated with suffering. So, which is it? Identify with the suffering, lean into it, or not? You see, to me, welcoming the shadow means it's not either or. There is a path between the two where I can acknowledge the suffering of the world without losing sight of the beauty, potential, and magnificence that is simultaneously present. The promise, the inherited spiritual potential of life. And just in the same way that I integrate all the parts of myself into one whole, with the world I can do the same. I can acknowledge and welcome all parts of life into one whole. And at the same time, I can begin to notice where is help wanted and needed. I can start to notice where do I avoid or reject, or where do I react or become fearful? And then rather than shaming myself or others, to bring that experience into the light and identify it. Again, that is what after-service prayer is about. An opportunity to name the shadows, to admit them, and to get support, spiritual support, in shining light on them. So today we've heard three ideas about welcoming the shadow and how it can mean different things. First of all, it can mean being willing to honor the cycles of life by using this time to go within along with nature and get in touch with heart's desire to listen, to receive, and then to set intentions. That's the first. The second, it can be being willing to embrace my human self with all of my issues and my spiritually perfect self with all of its potential and declare all of myself welcome in this world while at the same time being willing to become aware of what adjustments I need to make that will allow me to express my inheritance more beautifully. And the third thing it can mean is welcoming the shadow means being willing to notice the struggles of the world and to know that noticing the struggles of the world, accurately identifying them, is safe to do while I know that simultaneously in this world that there is a power for good and that I can use it to help and to participate without losing my sense of spiritual well-being. I'm going to invite you now to take a breath within. Take a breath and move within for our moment of spiritual mind treatment, which is our term to describe affirmative prayer. There is a power for good in the universe that is everywhere present. It is persistent and available always. It is reality and unfolds all the time according to its holy and sacred nature. It is the ground of all being and the only thing that is going on. And I am part of that. I inherit its perfection, as does every person and every being in creation. And as I affirm this, I am in no way denying all the aspects of my being, my human self. I am embracing all that I am in this complete wholeness, and I know surely that as I remember the truth of my being and my spiritual wholeness, this remembering, this realization has the effect of elevating my choices, guiding my thoughts, and inspiring my actions to be in this world as beautifully as I can be. So I affirm and confirm that I am, that we are welcome in this world, just as we are and just as we are not. I embrace that idea, and I open my heart to know that whatever is necessary for me to know for the next cycle of my life comes to me through my intuition, which is the place in me where the human and the divine intersect. So having spoken this word for myself, I know I'm really speaking it for all people who accept it. Having spoken this word, I am now prepared and willing and ready to receive the inspiration that I seek. And I do so with a glad heart. There is no coercion or force or desperation in me. There is instead this joyful recognition that something wonderful is indeed happening now. I release this word into that aspect of the divine that we call the law of mind, knowing that as I've spoken, it is done. And so it is.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Mann, prayer practitioner and board member emeritus. And I've been attending the center for over 3 decades. I continue to participate and benefit because it still completely moves me, even in this virtual world. So I'm here at home chatting with you about some inspiring opportunities that the center is providing during this holiday season. First of all, our winter class offerings. You can register for them now, and we even have early bird discounts for registration. Of course, you can find it online at www.cslsr.org under the class lists. Yes, there are 7 offerings. I think St. Francis is one of them, and Emma Curtis Hopkins, and you might want to take a look. Also, lunchtime learning is quite popular. It's every Wednesday in December, and it's a book study on radical acceptance. The book by Tara Brock is available, as well as all the class books, at our beloved Stepping Stones bookstore online. Easy to order books there. Our small groups are continuing to meet. Again, if you look online at the Sunday Bulletin, there might be a group, maybe more than one, that appeals to you to move you and inspire you through these times in some new beginnings. So check it out. Tonight is Sunday evening conversation with Maggie Cole at 7 o'clock p.m. It's time to celebrate. If not now, when is her topic? Zoom with Maggie. Something near and dear to my heart is Women of Spirit. Sisters, if you can, please come Saturday, December 12th, 10:30 to noon. We have conversation, prayer, music, all facilitated by ministerial students Donna Starr and Linda Lundry. Looking forward to seeing you there, ladies. Our annual candlelighting service is happening on December 24th. It's happening virtually, so it's creative. There's a new way, and you could participate. If you choose, you could make a 60-second or less little video of you or you and your family or you and your friends lighting candles for something that's meaningful to you. And send it in by December 11th, and there will be a display of all these videos on Christmas Eve as part of the service. And did you know that there's free confidential prayer for you right after this service? There is. Please stay throughout the broadcast because there's some extra special beautiful closing music today. And then after that, sign off and you can sign into our virtual Grinton Chapel where practitioners are waiting to treat for your highest and greatest good. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
One, two, one, two. I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith, I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. Oh, I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. God, oh, I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I am.